Hello and welcome to season 2 episode 6 of the Red or Dead podcast. I'm Suki and today I'm joined by Andre, Maria and Ellie. How are you guys doing today? I'll start with Andre.
Yeah, I'm all good. I did not enjoy that game today. That was an absolutely terrifying game because of all my, you know, shit talking to Man United fans yesterday.
Oh, okay. I was wondering where you're coming from. I was thinking, mate, you know, it's a Champions League game at home, you know?
For
the listeners, for context, we are recording straight after the Champions League game.
Yes. Yes, it's just finished. Whistle's just blown. And I'm very relieved because I put on a picture of Ronaldo yesterday with the young boys, you know, celebrating in the background with the theme tune of the Laughing Policeman. So I've got some interesting messages this morning.
Normally, I come for you, but I'll be honest, my new fans have had it coming. They needed that, you know. They were getting chirpy very quickly, very quickly.
Oh, the party's over now, isn't it?
You know? Well, I won't go that far, but at least let's enjoy the moment. You know what I mean? Let's not. I think with Man U, you got to take it game by game. You've got to take it game by game. You
know, that Ronaldo party's over now.
No, it's not. He scored, bro. That's the Ronaldo part.
As much as you want.
No. Dre, what you need to do?
The other team.
No. Dre, what you need to do is separate the Ronaldo conversation from the Man U conversation. Ronaldo is a man. You can't come at Ronaldo. Leave him alone. Come at Man U.
I just clarify. I'm not coming out with Ronaldo. I think he's an amazing player, but the Man United party around him is over because they have to be able to defend, and they've got that. You know what they're called, slabbed, and then
you got Champions League Varane. You can come at Champions League Varane. You can come at Champions League Varane all day. That one, go for it. But Ronaldo, don't keep him out of the conversation, please. Because
I can't. You know, there's some people been saying, "Oh, he's old, he's past it," and that's cool. You got your right to say so. But the problems that they've got in defence and midfield far outweigh the over. Artillery. I forget my words, but like the top heavy.
They're overcompensated at the top. Let's be real now. And this is the truth. If Klopp, Pep, Tuchel, even Moyes now was managing that team, they'd be doing better. Let's not be. You know, their defense isn't that bad. It's not that bad. They got Luke Shaw, one of the best players. Yeah, but there's a difference between performance and players. Like, you know, Fergie used to get them to dominate with Jason Park and Darren Fletcher. I mean, so their players.
Yeah,
now,
but like, bro, come on, look at the.
Yeah, all right. But then they have Maguire, who I don't like him, but he is of a high level. You have to admit.
No, he's not. No, he's not.
But in world football, he's considered to be one of the better defenders.
He's not.
He is.
No,
he's
sorry.
Considered
you know
to
what?
Be.
I can stand by a lot of things, but I know you and England Sookie. Like, love this guy, but he is
player. Look, I'm not saying...
If anyone, him, Gary Neville, and Robbie Savage have won the lucky ticket.
All right. Leave him out of the conversation.
I don't think he's as bad as you think.
Correct.
He is.
Thank you, Suki. It's wisdom.
Terrible. Slow.
He's considered as one of the higher level...
Considered, correct.
Yeah. But who?
By the world of football.
No, by England fans... By England fans and by Man United fans. That is it. Because he is the person that teams go after because he's slow, doddering.
He wouldn't sit in my Liverpool back four.
He would get in our worst team under Hodgson.
No, he wouldn't.
Razor Ruddock was better than him.
Okay, maybe. But let's remember, let me put it a different way. Mm-hmm. We managed to get third place with Phillips and Reece Williams at centre back, bro. So what I'm saying is
both
that at their level, at their level, but he shouldn't. They got Champions League Varane, and they got Maguire, and they got Shaw. They got De Gea in goal. They got Wan-Bissaka, who, while I don't rate him going forward, is a good attacking. So all I'm trying to say is that back four isn't any decent defensive minded. Sam Allardyce could do better than Ole Solskjaer right now because they don't need help going forward because they're that good. Allardyce will get him set up well at the back. To defend properly, and that's their problem. And that's why I'll come at City as well. I will come at you, Man City, because Everyone's going, oh, City, City. They're conceding against everybody, man. And the league this year will be won by the team who can defend. And City can't defend at the moment. So they're going to be lucky to get top four the way they're going. You know, if they're not careful.
He's come out shooting
City
today.
City will get top four. City will get top four. Right, before we get into even more football.
Sorry.
Maria, how are you doing? How's your week been?
I was quite enjoying that, Saki. It's been a good week.
I thought it turned into a United podcast then.
But we had to look at the end of the day, right? It's the people that I got loud and spent money that we need to come
save
at.
Up again.
So it got to come at them. And the only ones are left is Chelsea, but they shouldn't get carried away either. They struggled, labored. To a 1-0 victory at home over Zenit St. Petersburg.
So you've been getting some football banter, and
I watched the game with a Chelsea fan and a Man U fan. That's why. I've been getting
Anthony. This is your fault.
Yeah, exactly. I wish it was him, but yeah. Now some other couple. AJ, shout out. Uzi, shout out. You know. Your Chelsea boys, you've done all right. Mendy's, they're telling me that Mendy was better than Alisson. I had to listen to that kind of conversation. Bro. You know what I mean? Exactly. See, you see why I'm a bit, you know what I mean? You see, that's why I'm a little bit like...
You know, they had asterisk on this Champions League that they had. Anyone who won it last year, asterisk. Because in the day, it wasn't a real competition because you've got to also deal with the other element of the fans. And the fans can actually, you know, can get your cheer your team on to a comeback. When you have to deal with that stuff, then you are a true Champions League winner.
What's going to blow your mind, actually, Dre and Ellie, and maybe you, Maria, as well? I can't remember where, but this past week, I saw a Premier League Reds versus Premier League Blues matchup, like lineup. So teams wearing red as their home kit and versus teams wearing blue. So i.e. a combined Liverpool United v a combined Chelsea City. And Shaw made it ahead of Robertson.
This is what he wouldn't make it ahead of Tsimikas. Forget Robertson, he wouldn't make it ahead of Tsimikas. He's don't get me wrong, but this is why I had to come at the Man U fans heavy because they come up with stuff like that. Because the guy last season was one of his best seasons. He still didn't get more assists than Robbo last season, and that was his like best season ever. So and they're coming at how
Robbo's
can they
different
come?
League. Robbo's
oh
different
man,
league. Wait a second, but did Maguire get in there?
No.
Well, that's good.
Okay.
Varane did, though. It was Van Dijk and Varane.
No. No.
Matip
no,
is better,
no,
than,
no.
Better than
Gomez, Varane. Matip, and Konate are better than Varane. Sucks. Champions League Varane. Champions League Varane got carried, ironically, by Ronaldo, who can no longer carry a team. But that's another story.
Oh, young boys.
Sorry,
young
Maria.
Boys at a different point.
Sorry, Maria. How are you?
Maria, how are you?
Oh, hi. I'm good. I'm good. I've had a really good week. Very, very busy. Loads going on. Went and saw Palace play on Saturday, which was actually an awesome game, I have to say. I know we've already just had Man United chat, but Palace the other day was a fantastic game. I was really happy to be there to see Tottenham silenced, actually. I was sitting right next to the fans as well, so it was just beautiful.
We all know you've got a soft spot for the Palace team, Maria.
We do.
They're just my local team. They're just the local boys.
They did well. Good game.
To be honest,
two touches, two goals.
I've got nothing against Palace though as a team, though. I've got nothing against Palace as a team. I do rate them. But I wouldn't say I like them, but I don't dislike them. The thing that hurts me is the whole Chris Dunball thing. And that wasn't really their fault. That was our fault. So I can't really,
It's our fault for going getting the ball after we're like, what was it, 3-0 up. Go and get the ball from the net. You didn't need to do that.
And then
They grabbed the ball after we were 3-0 up. Someone went, I think it was Suarez, went to grab the ball like at the net, like we was losing and we was 3-0 up. And then that was they were like, you lot are taking a piss now, watch. And then they started to come. That was like the ignition that they needed.
Dwight Gale.
Had we not done that, Then we would
honestly. Dwight Gale was like Mbappe that game. No joke. If you watched,
we already lost the league by that point. I hate that people put that game on the league.
What do you mean we lost the league? No, we hadn't though.
We hadn't.
Not technically.
No. We hadn't though.
No, but that would have made us level on points, and we would have.
Yeah, but you'd let it go to the last day, innit?
But we were 3-0 up.
Yeah, but
we could have gone and won that 6. That's why he went and grabbed the ball, because we could have gone that game and 3-0 up at the stage we were. It was only going one way.
No, but
apparently not.
But even if we'd won that game, we would have lost the league.
Not on
we goal. Lost it. No, we lost it at Chelsea.
Goals we scored.
As far as I'm concerned.
On goal difference. On goal difference, we would have lost the league.
Maybe, but
we lost some momentum then.
Yeah, Chelsea was the one, but we won't talk about that. Anyway.
Right, you've been doing some exciting stuff this week, Ellie. So you got your assistant in place.
So I was in London yesterday with Dre's favourite people, Heineken. So his best boys. And I bumped into a familiar face, which we haven't seen for a while. Good old Cass, we miss you, bro. Come on, man, turn up. But I saw him. And the funny thing was, he was like a deer in the headlights. He was just posing. This picture I sent was how I found him. Literally the moment I saw him, I took a picture. He was just there talking. I heard him. I thought, no, it's not. And then I went down and I saw him just giving it large.
So would you not arrange to be there together?
No, not at all. And you know when someone gets like, oh, busted? It's like that. It's like, So I called. I was like, Cass, where have you been? What have you been up to? We've been missing you, man. But to be fair, he was in good form. He's just been traveling like crazy. A lot of work, just a lot of work, project to project. So fair play. We miss you, Cam, though. If you can find some time. Cass, sorry. I forgot his name. It's been that long. If you can find some
really
time. Fit us in.
From here, though,
It was till I forgot his name. It's good form. And then basically it was a Heineken gig where, funnily enough, apparently the perfect time, the wait time to enjoy beer is 20 minutes. So if you've ordered a beer, you have to wait about 20 minutes. When you receive it, that's the maximum. You enjoy it the most at that point because you wait the optimum amount of time to have it, which is an interesting stat. Heineken are partnering with James Bond, the new film, which I'm very, very much looking forward to see. I think we all are. It's been that long since it's meant to come out. And they're basically saying that there's some things are worth the wait, i.e. Heineken. But the chat is, the reason we're at Turnbull and Nasser, which is a tailor on German Street, is because they actually made the shirt for the original, the first Bond, for James Bond film, Dr. No. They made that shirt, a shirt for him, and since then, they've been making shirts for every Bond film since, well, most of the Bond films since, like Pierce Brosnan and we don't remember, do we count him as a Bond? I count him as a Bond.
Yeah, of course he's one.
Yeah, we count him. Timothy Dalton, and there's a few others. But anyway, they've done apparently over 58 times they contributed garments to it. So apparently it takes approximately 20 minutes to get a shirt tailored. And so that's where the collaboration came in. Heineken were like, you know, it takes 20 minutes to get a shirt tailored. So when you order your beer, go get a shirt tailored. Clever. And it's both Bond as well. So it all kind of fit in all nicely. So,
did you get a nice gift?
Yes,
I got the shirt. I got the shirt, the tailored shirt.
Oh,
which is nice.
Shirt?
Yeah, it's a tailored.
That was made in 20 minutes.
That was made in 20
minutes. Listen, Henry Paul didn't give us no shirt. Listen.
We got a handkerchief and some gin.
Oh, yeah. Okay, gin's pretty good, though. Yeah, but the thing is, as well, like, they the shirt fit me so well that he said, we don't need to do anything. So mine didn't even need tailoring. It didn't need 20 minutes anyway. So I was just in and out. He's like, well, he goes, what should you do? I'm like, to be honest, if you moved anything, you'd probably make it worse fit for me. So he kind of just put it on and I went. So yeah, it was all good. But, you know, I like the idea of it. It was a good excuse to get down to London again, which is always nice. And I managed to fit in a couple of other meetings, virtual meetings, which is handy now because you can fit virtual meetings in between anything, really. So you can dip in, go to a real meeting, fit from a virtual meeting and back to the real world. So yeah, but it also means that there's no rest times in between. You remember you used to have that gap, you know, little thing.
No.
When
I grow up, I want to be like Ellie.
Come on, man!
It's he's just. I didn't get
the gin.
He's up there, and I'm just trying to get there.
Oh, come on, man!
Ellie, if I ever meet you, I will give you the gin because I've still got it. I've actually looked at it since I've got
what,
it.
What gin is it?
Monkey 47.
Okay. Yeah, decent.
I've drunk mine already.
Of course, you have. did you drink it tonight? That would explain a lot of things if you had.
In fact, Ellie, you can have the handkerchief as well. You can wear it in that nice
pocket
with
square.
Your nice tailored. You wouldn't wear it with
my shirt. You never know. I mean, the ensemble. I'll put it together. We'll make it work. Thank you so much. You see this, Liverpool fans. You never walk alone. Generous.
Let's get back to the football then.
Even the Palace.
I've had enough of Ellie talking about his suit.
Sorry, mate. You brought it up, man.
We've come back off two big results. Well, two wins. One comfortable game, I'd say. I'm on slightly nervous game. Let's start with the Leeds game first. Maria, what did you think of it? What do you think of the lineup? What do you think of the performance?
My goodness, I can't even remember the lineup. I'm not going to lie.
It was Thiago, Fabinho, and Elliot started in midfield, which was a bit of a surprise for quite a few because they didn't think, because obviously that meant Hendo and Keita were benched.
Yeah, that's true.
And who started up front? And it was normal for what? I say normal front three. Firmino's injured. So.
Yes, right. I do remember the game. Yeah. Of course I do. Yeah, the lineup, a little bit surprising, but, you know, okay. I thought, yeah, there were some interesting things. I thought it was quite a nice fight. It was a fast game. It was quite fast paced. That was nice to see Liverpool actually giving us a nice, exciting game after a few of the past performances, which maybe haven't been quite as exciting. Sharp, that's it. I think we saw very clearly that finishing is still a big problem.
Mm-hmm.
Mane, I felt sorry for him in the end, you know.
It was so desperate
to get that goal. He got it in the end. And that was kind of his saving grace on that game. But it was quite sad to watch, I thought. Obviously, Salah got his 100th goal in the Premier League, which was exciting and nice to see the records being broken still.
Big up, Mo.
Mo, we love you. We love you, Mo. It's good that he seems to be getting up this season. It's suddenly
he's hungry for it. He seems ready for it again.
And also he seems to be showing more emotion towards the club. For a while, it looked like it was a bit
fed
apathetic.
Up, wasn't he?
Yeah,
yeah, it's like he didn't really care. At the end of last season, I thought we'd had enough.
Exactly. And now he loves the club again. You can really see it. You can see it. Mm. And towards the end of last season, to be fair, as well, when he scored against Man U, remember when the couple of times he celebrated, you can see when we need
maybe
to, it meant a
lot. Maybe his new deal has already been signed and sealed and he's excited about this new deal and we don't know about it yet.
Maybe that's it.
Nice to see that fire in him again.
Exactly.
But then obviously there was the Harvey Elliott incident, which was really worrying and concerning. And obviously he had his surgery yesterday and they're saying he's going to be out for 6 months at least at the moment. So it kind of just brings us back. The match, obviously they won and that was fantastic. It brings us back to the age old issue of we're back to an injured player. We didn't get signings.
He looked really good as well this season.
Mm. He looked fantastic. I think he probably I think we've got so excited over him that maybe doesn't need to be playing whole. You know, he was tiring at that point anyway. I think someone actually mentioned this on our group. He was tiring at that point. You know, he needs a bit more. Maybe he needed a little bit more.
Your head don't need to come off. Come on then.
No.
1 minute before that actually the incident happened.
Yeah.
And they're not related in any form of way, but it's Sorry, Maria.
No, it's fine. It's fine. Go ahead. I was just, I was just saying, it's just showed the, sometimes we get overexcited with some of these players and I think Klopp has got on the hype. He is a fantastic player, but he doesn't need to be started every single game. So it was a shame that ended in the way that it did, because overall, I mean, there were patchy bits. It wasn't perfect play, but overall it was a good game and it was a shame that it ended in that way.
Yeah, I thought, to be honest, I know Jay didn't agree, but I thought we played extraordinarily well. I thought we looked so sharp up until the finish. And I know we don't want to go into it, but all the fans were asking for is one attacking signing that is just a finisher, just to pop up the front three. And, you know, it's not that they can't do it. It's just, it's unfair to expect them to do it every single game. It's unfair to expect them to play every single game. It's unfair to them to have the pressure to score every single game. I know that's their job, but they're only human. They're going to have off days and we just need to give them some help. And I just feel like there's no help, especially with Minamino injured as well. So literally, Firmino injured, Minamino injured, and now obviously Harvey injured as well. There was just nothing off the bench. And
wasn't he on the bench? Minamino.
Not, he was to us tonight, but he wasn't that game, no. He wasn't. So, and funnily enough, and it's a bit, I'm always, I know this is a bold shout, but you know, Tsimikas actually played left wing and left back, you know. So I'm actually, he's so creative for us when he plays, and he's so good going forward. In the international break, he got man of the match for Greece. And he's playing pretty much as a winger. I'm not averse to seeing him. Like Curtis Jones came on tonight on the wing. I wouldn't mind seeing Tsimikas come on again, because at least he's got that delivery in, he's got that drive, and he goes, you know, he really drives at them. While we're lacking options, he, and of all the players who've been benched, I think he deserves, he is the harshest. As much as I love Keita, I thought Tsimikas was the harshest one to bench. I can understand why they've done it, but it's harsh.
I thought Klopp would have played him against Leeds, actually, with Robbo just coming back from injury and playing Scotland games. I just thought, why not go for the safer option? Tsimikas isn't that much of a drop down.
He did the same on the previous game, didn't he? He didn't play because he played Robbo, and it was just a bit, you know, on the Chelsea game he should have played him. Because
exactly, the Chelsea, that hurt me the most, because Robbo was nowhere near. Give Robbo another week to get fit, you know. You don't have to just throw him in like that. Tsimikas got man of the match the game before, literally. So, you know, it wasn't like he was.
Yeah, but you the only thing is that you have to play yourself into fitness.
There we go.
So that's the only thing. You can't just like become fit. You have to become match fit from playing.
Yeah, but my point is that he's going to play for Scotland, though. He was always going to play for Scotland. So
yeah,
but
that's not playing for Liverpool.
But when you play somebody into fitness, you don't play them into fitness in the huge game.
Correct.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, but the only thing it is, right, is obviously when if we go back to like Harvey getting picked, I was quite shocked at that, because I thought, all right, you've had a great two games, especially obviously you got to play against Chelsea. I didn't expect him to be playing in that game. However, he did, you know, in a third game. So I thought, oh, this is actually serious. Like, he's rated highly, so he's going to actually put him in this team consistently. And he hadn't actually done anything to, you know, kind of, you know,
not to pick him.
Yeah, he hadn't done anything at all. So I definitely understand him picking him. I don't understand him playing him as long, but that's nothing to do with what happened. That was just a freak
incident.
Yeah, it's
more the length of that. Yeah, of course, it's got nothing to do with that.
Yeah.
No one knew that was going to happen. But it's the fact, it's that thing again of him playing everyone too long and not bringing people off.
The only thing is he waits
to confirm in his head, they need to come off.
Exactly. Preemptive.
But the thing is with Klopp, and usually it's like on our group chat, I'm usually the first one like, all right, change now. Changes. Because we had Rafa for a long time, and on the 60 minutes on the dot, it's like two players are coming on. I think with Klopp, he's got a different system. And although sometimes we don't understand it and it doesn't make any sense to us, like some of the changes he made today, it works. Yes, sometimes it's uncomfortable to watch, because it's sometimes you're when things aren't going to plan, you're like, wait a minute, this is why this result is happening, because this player is playing. But at the end of the day, it works. But I'm struggling sometimes with some of the choices that have been made. But because it works, then what can I say? I don't know if you guys are the same, right? You know.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's one of those, innocent till proven guilty type situations. But he was proven guilty a lot last year. And that's why we're now questioning it. I mean, before we had no questions, because it literally always worked. But this time it's like, for example... Like, I understand now why I did understand why he chose Harvey, not because he likes him, but he's the only player with that profile we have. He does that Coutinho. But he's a link. He's the one that links the defense, the midfield with the attack. We have no other player that links. We have players that play midfield and can attack, but we have no player that links the midfield with the attack. So Ox, like you say, isn't the link. He's another midfielder who can attack. Whereas when Harvey plays, he literally gives us a continuous line of connection between the forward line and the back line, which no other player gives us. No other players in our squad gives us.
Bobby.
None.
Bobby gives us
that. Bobby does, yeah. But then you're sacrificing the striker to get it, which is why Harvey's so key. Because, you know, it's the goal that we scored against Burnley, where what happened was, the reason Trent was so available in the middle is, and Salah even wasn't there, because Harvey had naturally drifted out wide and made himself available, which meant that Trent could be in the middle to receive the pass, and Trent could be more dangerous. So that one touch to Trent, the ball to, sorry, to control the pass, and that one touch to Mane was only possible because of the way Elliot plays. No one in our midfield would do that. No one else. You know, Hendo maybe, but Hendo hasn't got the same sort of vision. I remember years ago when a couple of years ago when Harvey first joined, Klopp said to him, he sees him as a creator, creative midfield, a bit like Coutinho. And I think he's got that in his mind. You can see that that's kind of where he wants him to play in the team, to sort of link the midfield attack. So I can understand that. I must admit, the player I fear for, and not because I fear for Liverpool, but just for himself, is Curtis Jones, because I think he's the one that's going to suffer the most from this, you know, Harvey Elliott emergence, because he does
want... No, he's not in it. That's on pause for now.
But even now, because now Klopp's already got in his mind, he knows who his midfield is. From the start of the season, you can see in his mind, right, so this is our midfield. Mm-hmm. And now, for example, when he came on, he put him on the left wing. You know, he came on as a left winger. So, and I think that's...
Yeah, but you got Thiago. I think Thiago's actually...
No. But that's my point, though. I'm not worried about Liverpool. I'm saying I'm not worried about Liverpool's option in midfield. We're good. But I think that from a player's point of view, from his point of view, I'd be nervous, because now he's midfield in Klopp's mind, he's got his midfield and how he wants it to play. He's proved it in pre-season and stuff. And now Curtis Jones is literally contingency. Like, that's it. And then he plays...
Well, he was injured, to be fair. He was injured, you know, at the start of the season. And then I think he had COVID.
But he's playing. Yeah, but he's playing in the B team, though. He's playing B team.
I think that, and definitely with Harvey. Harvey's a complete different animal to Curtis Jones. Curtis Jones, I'm not underplaying him in any form of way, because I do think that
he's a good player.
He was essential, you know, he played essential parts, and he's played a lot of minutes that he shouldn't have normally get to play last season. But I think that it's just the end, where I'm with you, Ellie, it's the end decision. It's the decision when to release the ball. And even obviously we'll go into the game today, but even today's game, when he came on, Curtis Jones came on, he holds onto the ball too long. And he doesn't, like Harvey would go past the player and pass it quickly to keep the momentum of the ball going.
Yeah, he keeps the game flowing.
Ox used to do that before he had his big injury. You know, he used to do that. He'll go past a player and pass it to Mo, because he had that relationship with him.
Yeah, but that was always bursting forward, though. Like, that's exactly, but that's a different... See, that's what I mean. Ox was always a good transition player because we played different football then. When he was there, Ox was at his best when we were playing that you can't breathe. We're not going to let you breathe. We're just going to smother you. We're just going to keep going, and we're going to absolutely obliterate you with our attack. And so you give the ball to Ox. Ox would just run through the midfield with it and then basically set up Mo or shoot or something. But now our build-ups are much slower, because that's the reason we bought Thiago.
Well, people aren't doing it.
That's why we bought...
But that's the problem, is that... And if we come to Keita, that's what... When Keita first came, that's what he was doing, where he was... very much part of the attack, and he would actually shoot as well. I think a lot of fans are getting antsy, and I'm trying to toe the line of just being a supporter of the team. And, you know, transfer window's closed now. No one can do anything to January, so there's no point in going on about it. I just want to support the team. Yeah. But it's difficult sometimes when you're getting people that seem to be really reluctant to shoot. What they want to do is pass it to Mo or pass it to Mane.
Yeah, but I think they've been told to do that, though. You remember, for example, let's go back to Wijnaldum, the player you love, right? For Netherlands, going forward, goal machine. Before he came to Liverpool, goal machine. But we made him into this sort of sitting kind of guy. And it's almost, from watching pre-season, I actually seen that Klopp wants Kane to be more like Genie was. And so you can see that he doesn't dribble as much. Mm-hmm. He's not trying to do as much going forward. He's not trying to push up too much. He's kind of just trying to keep the tempo going, loads of little passes, and keep the game flowing, which is what he does. And that's what he's done well, I think. And I don't blame the players for this, actually. I just think it's Klopp said, okay, Harvey, that's why I think in certain games, Harvey was definitely playing over Keita, because Harvey is that guy, because that's his natural set. He says, no. Harvey is our link man.
Mm.
And that's why Harvey almost became, for Klopp, all right, he has to play, because we've got no one else now who can do that. Yeah. He's our guy. And he's the way that Klopp wants to play going forward, with the possession ball, but then with someone who can link the play with quality and intelligence, which is Harvey's just footballing brain.
And he's shot as well.
And he can shoot. Exactly. He can do it. He's just the perfect player that Klopp wanted for that position. And I think he wanted Curtis Jones to be that player because he did do it in the thingy. But last year it showed that Curtis isn't quite ready for that yet. He's not. He's a very, very good player. I don't mean he's a top player. Yeah, I don't mean he's coming at him. He's a very good player.
He's holding onto the ball for too long.
He's just not quite the same footballing intelligence that Harvey's got at the moment.
And the thing is, what I'll probably push back on the Genie thing is that, you know, the strikers that Genie's got to play with is nowhere near the level when in form, Mane and Salah and Bobby. You know, so therefore your job is easier. You don't have to do as much. With Netherlands, you have to do more because the strikers are okay, good, but they're nowhere near the level of...
Yeah, but they're playing further up the pitch, though. He plays higher up the pitch. So it's like, he gets the ball higher. He makes the runs into the box, which he never does for us, really. I mean, he did it when he first came, but Klopp didn't even like that because he sent him further back. So he's like, stop that. Come on. You know, your job is to stay here. And Klopp got his way eventually. In a similar way, it's actually a bit like, I don't want to come back onto Man U, but it's a bit like Fred, actually. I was discussing with the Man U fan tonight. We're saying how when Fred arrived at Man U, he was a box-to-box midfielder, dribbler, goal scorer for Shakhtar Donetsk. Yeah, him and that Bernard were tearing it up in Europe, right? And then they've turned him into, like, they've done the same to Genie. They said, no, you're staying back. And so now the guy doesn't know what he is. You know, he's a bit of, like, what do I do? And Keita's had having to learn that role better this year, and he's improved at it. And Genie, that's why Klopp loved him, because even though no one else rated it, he did the job that Klopp wanted to do, always. Mm. You know, I say no one else.
We've definitely lost the spark, you know, obviously since Harvey, you know, has
yes, been playing, exactly.
It was just half a game, or not even that. I definitely feel that it was, one, the team was in shock, obviously, towards the end of the game at Leeds.
Definitely.
Yeah. It just seemed like they were playing for him, but like half in dizzy.
Their heads were gone, yeah.
And then, you know, people trying to, I don't know, just try to make some type of composure. Mane shooting boots on at the moment.
It is trying to trouble him.
I'm still going to support him because at the end of the day, like, one thing that Klopp said ages ago, which I definitely still believe in, is that all the things that someone done beforehand was good. And now that they're having a bit of bad, it doesn't mean that all the good that they did before is gone. So I'm hoping that will come back.
Yeah,
but I think he's overthinking what he has to do, because Mane before didn't even know what he was going to do. He would shoot. I remember that goal that he scored against Man City, I think it was, in the Champions League. And every single time that I see that goal, where, like, by rights, he should have passed it on to someone else. And he had a really hard angle.
The one he hit in the top corner of his left foot. He had no right to score that. He had no right to score.
So he would do things like that. And he would do it without thinking.
Yeah,
I think now what he would do, and I don't know if you agree, Suki, but he would overthink it. Oh, okay, I'm going to do this. I'm not in form. And when you're playing football, as we all know, if you're in a bad patch, then you overthink what you're going to do. You don't do what comes naturally.
Yeah.
My worry is, so I agree with all of the points you guys have raised about Harvey, Jones, all those kind of players. I think we'll miss Harvey. I was really excited as to what he could do. I think you're right. I think the reason why Klopp played him was because he just fit in so easily. Like, you sat there and you wouldn't have guessed, had you not known, that this guy had just broke into the first team a few games ago. You'd felt like he was there, comfortable linking up with Salah for years. My worry with Liverpool at the moment is clinicalness. Mary, I'll get you to say something more on this in a bit, but I look at us and we're so strong compared to all of our competitors. We're so strong in terms of, I think we've had the most shots on target. I think we've had the most touches in the opposition.
Statistics are incredible.
We're on the same goal difference as United, as Chelsea, but that's because we've conceded less goals. Other teams have scored more goals than us. We should be scoring more than what we score, even before Harvey got injured. I'm going to ignore the bit after Harvey got injured because, like Dre said, everybody's heads had gone.
They were all quite traumatised at the moment.
We'll get on it with the Champions League game against Milan tonight. We're not scoring as much as we should. And I look at the likes of Chelsea, who are scraping 1-0 without having to play, without having played that well in their Champions League game. I think there's been games in the Premier League where they've potentially got goals where they shouldn't have, and it's meant to, they've got the win and things like that. And it's, I look at us, and in those games for us, we're not going to do that. And I'm worried that we're winning these games that we should win, where we're comfortably in control. But it's those games like where we drew with Chelsea 1-1. It's where you need to just score when you're not going to create many chances. And I just don't back our players to do that. And we'll get on to Mane in a sec. I'm not sure how you solve Mane, actually. I really loved Mane. He is my favourite player.
You said it already. Loved.
That's
it. You've done it.
Yeah. I'm not sure. I think Dre's right with what he says, as in he's done all this good for us. He's just overthinking it. He is overthinking it. He's doing too much. He's trying too much. You can see he's taking too many touches. But he has also lost his pace. He doesn't have the ability to go past players. He doesn't have the ability where I back him to score 1-1. And even if he has lost his confidence as well and he's overthinking us, it's happened for so long now. How do you get out of it? He's had the break. We can't give him excuse. Oh, he just needs a break. He's had this
like guns firing. He had this whole, do you remember right at the beginning of the season? He said he felt like he's had a good break. He was ready to take it all on again. And he knew that he'd had a poor, you know, there was some poor form last season. There was nothing wrong with him. He'd been checked out.
Yeah, but I would say this, and this is the other thing as well, is that because their levels have been high with us for a long time, I think we've all become spoiled, and me included. But we've got to look at Mo scored, was he in three?
He scored three.
He scored. Three. So Mo's on three, Jota's on two, and Amane's on two. It's not bad, if you see my point.
It's not bad, but
it's the amount of that
we should be scoring
so many more goals. But
you know
what
I'm going to liken this to, Maria, is I'm going to liken this to, remember when Ronaldo lost? I'm not comparing Mane to Ronaldo in any way, just because I was listening, you know, pipe down, you know. But I think what it is that certain players, when they lose their pace, they have to reform their game, and so he hasn't lost his place. His pace completely, but he can't run past someone from the halfway line. But what he is very quick on around the penalty box. He still can do that. So he has to kind of reform his game, just like Ronaldo did. When Ronaldo couldn't run past people the way that he used to, he had to be like, okay, I'm going to concentrate on just being a finisher and just reacting to things a bit more. I think that he's in that bit of a transition. The problem is that there's no one else. Yeah, you know, where I thought Jota was fast, sometimes he seems slow.
Like Jota's off as well at the moment.
I was going to ask you, actually, because Jota is not doing it for me in the games.
Since his injury, he's come back as a very average player.
Yeah.
And they, although they're getting all these opportunities, you know, they're getting so many chances to score. And it's that, as you said, it's that clinical finish. There is no clinical too. And that's the same for Salah as well. He's not clinical either, but because he keeps going and going and going and going and going, eventually Mane, it isn't working. So for him, he keeps going and going and going and going. But it's embarrassing, some of the misses. And it's really...
Yeah, with Mane, it was more and more blatant. Like that open, that almost like open goal. That
I don't blame for that open goal, actually.
Mane before would have that's my point, is that the Mane before would have anticipated that.
I thought it was a poor ball to him. I thought it was a poor ball. It was a poor delivery. It was hit way too hard and behind him.
That's not his fault. That's not his fault.
That one, I don't blame. It's all the others.
But the other nine opportunities.
It's one where there's one where Salah put him through. There's one where Salah put him through and he would have been 1-1 to shoot with the goalie only. But his first touch took it to what, far left?
Yeah, I remember that. But the thing is, let's not forget, Salah missed some sitters too in that game.
That's what I'm saying. Salah does the same. But,
yeah.
But there's something different though about...
Because his all-round game's better. I think Mane's all-round game's got very sloppy. And also, about the thing is, right, and this is why we could just be very close to him clicking again. I actually don't think he's lost his pace as much as you think. because I've from what I've seen this season, I've never seen him and thought he looked slow. I've seen him and thought he looked sloppy, but not slow. I remember last season, I used to think, well, he's got nothing. He can't even do anything here. Here he looks quick, but then he loses the ball at his feet, or he bumbles it, or he does a silly touch. Or
there's a lack of confidence.
Yeah, exactly. So,
but I'd ask you, Eddie, could he do, and obviously Father Time is undefeated, could he do what he did to Arsenal when he first joined again? Could you see him doing that?
No, but Salah's not doing what he did to... No, but Salah can't do what he did to Spurs first season.
Well, you ain't getting the space.
No, he didn't need space. Salah used to... Remember, he used to bully... You get on him, he'd shrug him off, take the ball, batter the next guy. You know, Salah used to fight.
I can still see Salah doing that. I still feel Salah has that strength and ability to fight in that no space. What Salah's lost to me is he seems to have lost the ability to bang it top left corner, just curl it top
from
left.
From range, yeah.
He hasn't done that for a while. But yeah, Mane... Do you know what? I actually thought Mane played so well against Leeds.
He did, actually.
Play, it's literally just his finishing. Mm. Like, he got involved in the ball ball. I actually thought he played better than Jota. And I think
we discussed
Jota a bit more, because Jota is ghosting. I miss Bobby the way Jota is playing right now.
I'll be honest as well. I'm just going to be, like, real about it, right? I haven't minded Jota, actually. You know, of all the players, I think I haven't minded what he's done, because when you see, I mean, no dissing Origi, but when I saw Origi tonight, you know, and don't get me wrong, can we talk about the Milan game a bit now? Or are we all right?
Yeah, that's good. Yeah. That's good.
Okay. Yeah, but when I saw Origi, and the fans gave him standing ovation at the end, you know, and I thought to myself, maybe I did judge him a bit harshly. You know, he hasn't played a lot.
He tries hard.
He tried in the end. You know, he tried on and he set up. He does things. He just has a different style of play. And I think that's one thing we have to appreciate. Jota's just got a different style of play to the other guys, where he's just not involved as much, but he scores. To be honest, he has scored. He has chances. He's in the right spaces. And okay... But the problem I think Jota had is he overperformed at the start. That's the first thing. And now I think the scrutiny, and also he plays a different way to Bobby. And I think that's why when Harvey played, we talked about, you said that the other player that links the play game is Bobby.
Yeah.
You see. So if when we play our normal midfield three of this sort of workhorsing a little bit and Bobby plays, then it's the silk. But when Jota plays and Harvey plays, it's still silk. Because you still got that link. And I think when Harvey doesn't play, it shows you more what Bobby does in the link-up play. Because Jota doesn't play the same way. He plays a different way. So I think it's a bit unfair to judge Jota on what he doesn't do in the link play, because that's just not how he plays. You know, at Wolves, he was always more of a winger anyway. Here, he plays up top. And I think in terms of that, he does that job. I mean, I can't think of many people.
Are we playing him in the wrong position? He just seems
slightly
isolated.
Slightly.
He can't get into the game.
Slightly. And I think the tough thing for him, because he is actually more of a traditional winger, Robbo's just constantly, our wing backs are so high and wide all the time. It's kind of like, where does he go? And that's why you see him, he scores a lot of goals, headers in the box and stuff, because he tends to gravitate towards that. But it's just...
You play him on the left and Mane in the middle, because Mane on the left isn't necessarily working.
Yeah, I mean, I actually prefer that, if I'm being honest with you, because I think Mane has got a lot to trouble. He's good in the air. And one thing I will say, okay, yeah, he's bumbling around a bit and, you know, he can't finish as well as he has in the past, but he is still
when
physical.
He doesn't think about it.
Yeah.
He finishes when he doesn't think about it, and he might gives him less time to think about it when he's playing in the middle, I feel.
Yes, and he's more of a physical threat than Jota. So he just annoys defenders. He's just annoying the whole time. He doesn't really keep much time. He harasses you. He's always bumping into you. And, you know, he's just an annoying player to defend against, even if he's not scoring. So that's why I think, you know...
The goal he got against Leeds was when he effectively took that middle position Thiago put it onto him and he had no time to think. He turned and shot.
Yeah, that's Mane. You know... And I think he is actually, maybe Klopp will start to see, okay, maybe we do just need to make him more of a striker, an out-and-out striker, and then put Jota on the left, because Jota is...
I love him playing from the left. Yeah.
That is Jota's position.
Yeah. He drifts in. I know if you look at all the goals that he scored, especially last season, it was all from
Jota,
where he can actually... Yeah, where he could drop. I think, to be honest with you, like, I would leave them lot as they are, where him and Mane kind of switch between the two.
They do switch, they, yeah.
They've
do.
Got an understanding.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I think Jota's passing could be better, definitely. Yeah. Because there's sometimes that, you know, someone's free and then he doesn't seem or can't accomplish the pass. I would like him to be able to shoot more from the outside. But I think, like, if you gave Jota those Mane opportunities to score, Jota would have scored at least six of that.
Hands down, he would definitely have scored that. Yeah, most, actually.
He's always a threat, and he's always... His heading ability as well is amazing. I really think what it is that we are so used to, because obviously we've had the front three for such a long time, things have changed, and the injuries and time is going to change that. And obviously, they're going to have to obviously start thinking about bringing new people in at some point, because obviously we can see what's going on. It's just trying to actually just, you know, find the right time to be able to.
He's coming. We got him coming in January. We got one coming, bro. I'm confident.
I wouldn't mind seeing Minamino play a bit more in the next few weeks.
I think he would have played if he hadn't been injured. I'll be honest. I think he would have got more time, because Klopp actually, he was playing, and you talk about left. He was playing
pre-season,
left.
Yeah,
and that game, I don't know. Maria, you were at that game, weren't you, when he played left? The preseason one.
The final one.
Yeah.
And he was amazing. He set up Bobby for that goal, and he was smashing it. He scored, and he set up Bobby for that. With that cross with his left foot, just banged it right on an absolute postage stamp.
He needs more time, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Like, he needs to just play.
But and stop getting injured.
Of course he has. Yeah.
And stop getting injured. A lot of our players just need to stop getting injured.
So injury. Mm. Do you know, I feel like the squad would be so, on paper, you look at what we've got and you're like, you know, these are world-class players. These are great players. And then it's just these blooming injuries. Mm. They're just plagued with injuries, and you have to wonder what it is about them, or is it the way they train or the way they play?
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's a lot of it.
Very frustrating.
But in fairness as well to our physios and all them, I'm not going to come at you, but, you know, some of the injuries, you look at the injuries we get, they are very freak. You know, look at Harvey's. I mean, what can you do about that? And also, Minamino got injured playing for Japan. A lot of our players get injured international break. You know, so it's not even at our club. You know, Gomez last year and Van Dijk, the injury was a freak. Thiago was injured with a horrendous tackle. It wasn't just like, a lot of them aren't just like muscular injuries or hamstrings going and stuff. They tend to be like impact injuries.
Like
and
full on.
Yeah, full on. It's like, so yeah. So it's like, it's quite hard to come at them, you know, for that, I suppose. But I suppose it's unlucky. But
that's
just
true, actually.
But I suppose knowing that, though, we just think, we know what we're like. Just sign player. But speaking of which, I'll just drop it in very quickly. There's a young player called Karim Adeyemi from RB Salzburg we've been linked with. In January, apparently, because you know how I've been thinking about the transfer window a lot, and since it's closed, and I realised that I need to keep quiet till January, because what Klopp does and what Liverpool have done, we always wait for the right player. Like we don't settle for like, oh, that guy will do. No. If we want a certain player, we will wait for him. And like Van Dijk, we couldn't get him in January. Sorry, in summer, so we went from January. And I've been hearing that we've been looking for certain forwards, we didn't get them. I heard with confidence that we did actually bid for Chiesa, we did actually bid for Mbappe. Okay, fair enough. But there's this young player called Karim Adeyemi, striker for Salzburg, had a debut for Germany, scored on debut, only on for a couple of minutes, scored 6-8 for RB Salzburg, who we've got a very, very good relationship with, and also won 3 penalties yesterday in against Sevilla in the Champions League for Salzburg. And it's been a lot of chat saying that we're going to get him in January. And that makes sense to me because he's young, he's only 19. He could play both wings. He's very skillful, very quick, and he's a finisher. You know, so
I think something's coming in January.
Yeah,
as well.
I think they know.
Suki doesn't.
No. But we got a couple of nations where Salah and Mane are going to be going. So I mean, we actually need bodies on the pitch.
Suki knows where I'm going with this, and he knows who I'm going to say, and it makes complete sense because that person is ready for the league. Gerard Bowen, he's coming.
Oh no, I thought you were going to get Sam Maximan at least. Not Gerard Bowen.
I think Gerard Bowen
no, mate.
Is a Klopp signing.
Let's get Sam Maximan because he's got a good song as well.
Yeah, exactly. He's got character.
Guys,
like
we
character.
Are signing nobody. This is No, yeah, point. I think we should veto transfer chat for the next 6 months. We should only discuss when something happens, because I am tired of wasting so much energy.
Suki's gone. He's been gone. Is that what this club's done to you? The transfer. Michael Edwards has ruined you.
We're not buying. Michael Edwards is going. He's had enough. We are not going to buy anybody. We should stop wasting time linking players. I think we should just... I've had enough. Right, let's go into the Real Madrid game.
Wow.
Real Madrid game. Real Madrid, he's gone. That's how gone he is. He's so angry.
We played a completely different
game. Before you go on record, we will sign someone in January. I put my hat on the table completely. We are signing someone in January, I believe.
Let's discuss 100%. It after we've done
okay,
it.
Okay, good. All right, now let's we can... Okay, cool. All right, fair enough.
Maria, what did you think of the game tonight? The Milan game.
Yeah. Again, started off so well. It was so nice to see them on the attack and just be going for it. Again, a lot of misses, which was frustrating. And then they just seemed to fall asleep.
Salah's first penalty miss since his first ever
goal. Oh, gosh, I was gutted for that. Yeah,
that wasn't a penalty anyway.
I think it was.
I think it was because it hit the guy's arm, didn't it? Yeah. Right, he literally punched it out of the way from the angle I saw it. I don't know.
I just think that it's
look at the Gomez the City. His was Gomez was towards his body. His was out here. His hand was there.
That's where things come silly. Like that, and it hit him.
It's we've got to look at people's natural reactions when you're running, and you naturally, your hand's going to be out. So if someone's doing that, then I understand. What's his name in the Champions League final? Who's putting his hand up over to say, go that way. Well, that's
Sissoko. Sissoko.
By the rules, that is a penalty, though. I agree, but
it doesn't mean the rules are right.
It shouldn't be, but by the rules, that was a penalty today.
Because it gives people what you're doing is you're encouraging people to just blast the ball at someone and then just do it and hope. Rather than, so that's why you're not seeing
it prevented the goal, right?
Yeah, but how many times you see, and that's why people go nuts when they see a really nice, crisp cross for a header, because you don't see it that often. Whereas, probably in the 90s, you would see that a lot. You know, I don't know why it comes to mind, but Stuart Ripley used to cross in for Alan Shearer all the time. It's like those types of things that's the art that's gone. Now people just blast the ball at someone, just kind of hope. The only person that does it is, because I would say, Tsimikas is good at crossing, obviously. Very Trent good. Is brilliant at, is obviously if one of the best.
Shaqiri
used to be able to, he does it. Yeah. But he's not doing it to blast it at the person. He's looking at getting the ball around that person. You know, so that's my pet hate, but it's my old man get off my lawn thing.
Okay. So Maria, you're saying about the game.
No, I was just going to say, I kind of felt for Mo that he missed. And I think if he'd have actually got that, the game would have played out a bit differently. I feel like he kind of was, he was in shock again that he'd actually seemed quite upset that he missed. And it's really like a thing about Liverpool that there's almost like sometimes there's a bit of a lack of resilience when something goes wrong on the pitch. It's like it affects them all straight away and it just goes. And it's like, come on, guys, you missed it. Okay, let's not fall apart because of that. So it was so disappointing when the other two goals went in with them. Milan.
How was it only 1-0 up until 40 minutes anyway?
Well, exactly. It was that bad thing finishing. Again without the finishing. They were all over the place.
All right. Okay, let me come.
There was no finishing.
All right. Let's just, for context, right? We know we're bad at finishing at the moment. All right. We know that. But wouldn't you say that the general play is miles above last season, though?
Yeah, no, I agree. And
that's exciting. That's exciting, though, isn't it?
But just ignore last season. I feel the same way that I'm going to go with Suki's ban on talking about transfers until something actually happens. I think that we should really, as fans, and I'm talking to people that all around the world, I think that, that we can't refer to last season as any type of bar, because it was just a shit show of injuries upon injuries upon injuries. If that happened to City, if that happened to Chelsea, if that happened to United, you know, then they, like, it happened to City actually.
But I think when even we won before the injuries at the beginning of last season, they were playing out of our skin. Now,
but we was playing out of our skin. If you look at the Everton game, that was an exhibition of football. You know, until they bloody took out Virgil, that was an exhibition of football. There's times in this, in if we're talking about last season, that we played out of our skin. Look at what we did to Palace, you know, away. But that's my point. So it's like, I think that is all like a caveat on anything that happened last year, because you didn't have to deal with the fans. You having to deal with screaming fans, opposition fans in your face, that builds character. And that's the thing I'm sad about Harvey not being able to kind of show people that, hey, I'm not scared of you. I'm going to be able to, you know, still show you what I can do, despite whatever you're shouting and screaming at me. You know, I definitely think that we can't. The bar is when we won the league.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Forget the bar for a moment, right? For the last few games now, you've seen that. You saw it, especially today. We were only 1-0 up after 40 minutes. That could have cost us. That cost us at halftime. It didn't happen enough against Leeds, and Leeds just are so open that it necessarily wasn't an issue. An issue against Chelsea.
I don't know why they play like that.
What do we do now for the next 3 months, say? What do we do now if...
Signing in January.
Ignore
the signing. How do we get more goals?
I think Thiago has to play more. I'm just being honest. I'm all for Keita playing as well. I don't know if he can play on the right side, but like I need to see Thiago more. Thiago is a person who is offensively minded. I would say if you're going to play him on the left, I know Ali would say to Keita every day. But
I'm with you on this. I agree. Actually,
that he plays, he sees passes he plays very well with Fabinho. And I think that not enough people are talking about Fabinho.
Suki, what do you think today? You know, he got man of the match again tonight. Suki,
he's good today.
Oh, did he?
Again.
You know, Fabinho is one of my favorite players. I just thought he had a poor.
maybe he's one of those ones, because it's like your son almost. You have too high expectations.
High expectations.
Fabinho's the wall. Nothing gets past him. But
I remember when we played against Casemiro last season, and I was like, Jesus, there's this guy everywhere. You remember?
He could
play in the back, remember?
He was just
like bullying our midfield. Like, this guy was everywhere. Mm. I feel like that's why I'm quite secure. I can actually kind of if you think about it, when we won the league, it wasn't too impressive. You know, each game it was like 1-0, 1-0, 2-0, 1-0. You know, but the main thing is that we was getting the victories and the clean sheets. I saw Virgil roll his eyes up to his brain when the goal, one of the goals winners.
I have a question for you, Dre. I have a question for you. Why change Virgil today? Huge opening Champions League match. A game, I'd say quite a difficult group. I'd say home games are important. Why keep Virgil?
Because you can't overplay him when he comes back from an injury. And even when he played on the international duty, he played one game, he didn't play both.
And he got a knock.
So therefore, I think that we have to be careful, because if he goes down, then that's the end of that.
And also, because we can't lose points in the league at all. I mean, exactly. I know obviously Champions League is important, but I think the league is really important, especially at how close everything is at the moment.
And also, for morale, you can't have, I think clearly it was sold to Kanute when he came. Your ass is going to be sitting on this bench. You're going to learn how we play. This is how we did it with this person. We did it with Robinson. Now look at him. So that can be you. Now, I would say with Joe Gomez is going to be like, all right, at some point, I'm going to start getting pissed off if I'm not playing. So he has to play.
Yeah, not only that, Suki, but...
I really like Gomez, by the way. I thought Gomez played better than
I thought he played well. Today. I thought he played well. But what I'll say, Suki, another reason I think he did it is, you think about it, you want Van Dijk to play the away game. So he's going to play Milan away. You know what I mean? He's going to play pretty much every away game in the Champions League. So the only games you can really rest him on is the cup, the Carling Cup and the home game Champions League. Maybe not one of them.
Fabinho and Hendo as support for defence.
Exactly.
Well.
So I think he'll play against Atletico Madrid, of course he will. But I think in his head, I know Klopp won't say it, but in his head, he's looking at this is an easier game. This is a very winnable game for us, actually, on paper. Because especially when he saw Zlatan not playing, he's thinking, okay, you know, if Zlatan's not there, he thought, you know what, we could get by. Because Gomez isn't a massive drop. If, you know, everyone's a drop to Virgil, obviously, but Gomez isn't a massive drop. And I think he just thought that there's not many chances I'm going to get to rest him. I can't rest him in the league because, like you said, we need to be in every game. So I think he just thought, well, you know, this is,
Ellie, I was just going to say, can we actually all give a shout out to the player of the season so far? I know we've only had a few games, but Matip is lights out, the best defender in the Premier League.
Oh my gosh, lights flawless. Him and Fabinho are tying for me. I mean, Tsimikas was, but then we haven't seen him since, so I can't really comment. Yeah. You know, so yeah, I can't say anything. But yeah,
Matip's been like a new signing.
Matip's been great, but my worry is I think Matip was at fault for the goals today. I just worry, does he need VVD there?
Okay, let me tell you why I think it was actually Trent's fault. The first goal, right? No. The first goal, right? Trent was caught out of position up there, right? Mm-hmm. And then Fabinho came across to cover... Sorry, not the first goal, their second goal. Fabinho came across to cover Trent on the left, or our right-hand side, sorry, as they were attacking. And when the ball came across, Trent wasn't back in the middle. Trent should have gone and covered Fab. But Trent was still trying to go to the right. So there was just that. So when Robbo did that block, there was no one in the middle. And you know Fabinho would have been there to just mop it up. But there was no one there because Trent was quite out of position. Fabinho had to track back. So that's why I think Matip didn't have... Don't get me wrong, right? No one's as good as Van Dijk. So, you know, going back, like maybe he could have done a bit. If Van Dijk was there, could he have stopped it? Maybe. But Van Dijk's superhuman. So he's like...
But Van Dijk hangs back more and he's more of the organiser. Exactly. So that's what it is. So Matip's not going to start shouting at people. If Matip makes a mistake, Van Dijk's there.
I also think for both goals, we completely lost our heads. I think we felt from the first 40 minutes... This is so easy. We're going to score so many goals. We're attacking. And actually, the first 40 minutes, in terms of going forwards, we were incredible. This was like watching us beat Arsenal 5-0 like in the first 20 minutes seasons ago. It's sort of like that, apart from the finishing. And then I just thought we lost that maturity, that calmness where it's like, hold on, what are we doing?
I think they were surprised. I think the first goal really surprised them. And they looked shook, actually, for a bit. And that's why Trent got... out of position because Trent, you know, Trent takes to take the game by the scruff. You know, see, he was just darting in the middle like he does, you know, going off on one when it's just like calm down, like, you know, okay, it was one, let's just calm it down a bit and then we'll go from there. And
if anything, Ellie, as well, sorry to cut you, but what I would say is that with Trent, I love Trent's new position when he's coming inside, in midfield as well. And so, if you look at, if you know what, obviously, we're talking about comparisons to other seasons. Look at this season, like the growth and maturity of, you know, some of the players we've got compared to, you know, when we won the league. Like I don't think we're missing the trick there. I think what will happen is that we'll get to October, we'll get to the City game, and let's say we beat City, you know, and we're still undefeated, then it will be a complete different situation.
Oh yeah, I think, and I said at the start, the squad is good enough to win the league for sure, but it's just the injuries, and we start to get them already. And you just don't know with injuries, like we said last year, we don't know, and we just need to make sure we've got the players that can come in certain positions. We sorted defense out now, great, but we all said, actually, I'm not going to go into it again anyway. But anyway, what we're saying is that's the only worry for me. It's not actually. I actually think team quality wise, we're fabulous. You know, we're outstanding. Okay, and I'm not actually worried about the finishing. I think that will come. And when it does, teams are going to get battered. Some team's going to get a 9-0 battering by us this season. Because when they all click... Hold me to this. Because one game's going to come and all the forwards are finally going to click. We haven't had one game where they all clicked for a long time. Awesome. Please for a long time. But there's going to be one game. We had it, Suki, remember last season, we weren't even great. We still beat Palace 7-0. So imagine if they actually clicked. Do you know what I mean?
But you remember the game that actually kind of effectively won the league for us when we won the league was the game against City at home when we beat them, what was it? 3-1 or 4-1 or something like that?
Yeah,
something like that, and when Fabinho scored that goal, that was the settler. That was to let everyone know that
3-1. I think was it.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a game like that where fingers crossed we keep the same form defensively at the very least. Then what happens? I agree with you.
I'm not worried defensively. I'm genuinely not worried defensively. I think Premier League Virgil play. I think Gomez for me is as good, if not better, than Matip. Matip's unbelievable anyway. I think we have three of the best centre-backs in the league. The three that were injured for us last season are all back. If we can keep them fit, I think we've got the best right-back in the world. I think we've got the best left-back, certainly in the league. I think we've got the second-best left-back, probably, in the league, in Tsimikas. And I think we've got the best goalkeeper in the league.
Oh, Alisson, shout out to Alisson. He's come back strong.
We've got a very good, strong team. What I would like is when people come on, lead the Ox. When people come on, for them to be able to show, because the names are big. This is
they need to do
the
better.
Names are big, but then when you come on, I need you to do more. And
there's been no impact,
you don't mean
so.
You have to score. You're not coming on and you're like, I would say Jota will go back to being more of the impact sub now and again. I just think that Ox, what I would like is for him to be able to come on and actually take
get up
the
to
game
speed quickly.
Still. Yeah, remember when he came on against West Brom? This is
change the game. Got this
and
he came Salah.
On, take on someone. He's just overthinking it because what is he trying to prove?
I thought he played okay today. Don't get me wrong, he gave the ball away a couple of times. I thought he was all right when he came on. I would have liked to see him on when Jones came on. Actually.
Same.
Not
yeah,
the same.
I don't know why Jones comes on before him. And the thing is, I'm not ragging on Jones. I just think that Jones is a different type of player. And I think he hasn't found himself where
Jones plays at Elliott's position, but he Klopp doesn't trust him there. That's just a fact. Mm. Jones's best position is Elliott's position. He just doesn't get trusted there. And unfortunately for him, Klopp still doesn't trust him there. Otherwise, he would have played. At the end, Klopp's shown that if he thinks that you can do a position well, he doesn't care. He'll play you. And that's what this Elliott thing has showed me. That once you found the player that he wanted for that position, you're in. You're good. You're my guy. And Jones, unfortunately, hasn't quite clicked, unfortunately. But he's a great player. And the good thing I like about Klopp is we saw in preseason with Ben Woodburn, forgotten guy. But brought back, had a good preseason, got given a chance, good. And he even is considering keeping him, And he
is
and
he James, someone?
Hearts. He's gone to Hearts, So Klopp won't forget Jones. He won't just say, okay, that's it, you're done now. And look at you, even Origi. I mean, come on. I mean, you put Origi back in the start.
I didn't think Origi was bad today. I thought Origi
was bad. He wasn't. I thought he had a poor first half. And my problem with Origi actually wasn't what he did with the ball. It's when he didn't have the ball what annoyed me. I thought he didn't close down anywhere near enough in the first half. But ironically, in the second half, he must have got told. He must have got a rocket in the half time because in the second half he was running, chasing players back, did a couple of slide tackles, tackling back and stuff. I was like, he must have got told.
But Ellie, there must be someone in the youth team that is as good as him. Like I find it hard to believe that all the people coming through are in the midfield or wings. I can't believe that we haven't got anyone else coming through that could
that
do
player,
his position.
You know, Kate Gordon. We've got him, yeah.
But he's on the side.
We also had the one who didn't get his work permit, Awoniyi.
Oh,
now gone. They sold him in the end.
Man, scoring
and
goals.
He's now like second highest. Goal scorer in the Bundesliga.
Exactly, but we were never going to play. We were never going to play him though. He that was a unit though. That would have been
really,
a nice option.
He's a really talented player.
They must have someone else, and this is what I'm confused about.
Yeah, but
stock is coming through from midfield. Where are they?
No, we have, but the problem is
they're not going to play them in the
and
first
I'm not
team,
seeing
it.
I haven't seen anything since.
Yeah.
But Jay, Minamino didn't get. Look at how. Okay, forget Minamino. Shaqiri couldn't even get. I mean,
exactly.
If he's not going to play Shaqiri, none of those youth boys stand a chance. Front three is different for Klopp. Front three is like.
Shout out to Big Shaq, by the way. He's doing really
shout out, Shaq. Yeah, we love you, man. We miss you, man.
Oh, I miss
him. Big Shaq. But yeah, like if he wouldn't even play Shaq, I mean, come on, man. He ain't going to play. They would have to be the levels of Elliot. Even then, they might not get. I mean, they'd have to be that level of quality that you can't ignore.
They do. Yeah, that's what Klopp is basically saying by playing Elliot. You have to be at.
We that need level. Someone who can come on fearlessly, who can come on just like, you know, Owen used to.
I think Jota's that guy for us.
Jota is that guy.
I think Jota's that guy for us.
And you know what? Sorry, Karen.
Well, I was going to change the subject, actually. Don't get on, why is Thiago not playing more this season? Because he's been limited.
He will. I think Klopp was just, you know, with Thiago, he's not a young player. And I think when he came on against Burnley, we saw he nearly, you know, he was
brilliant against Leeds.
Yeah, Leeds. But I mean, against Burnley, when he came on, he just gave the ball away.
It's taken Thiago a while to settle in, I think, and get used to things. And he's come out and said that this fast pace isn't his preferred way of playing. So
yeah, but he can get used to. I think he's a bit like, for example, Hendo. Like, I still say, we'll forget Hendo. By the way, shout out, what a finish, Gerrard.
Oh, that goal was incredible.
Wow. But Hendo wasn't actually playing very well, and this is the thing. Like, Hendo will get away with it because he's Hendo now, you know. And I think Thiago hasn't got that pass yet. So I think Klopp almost would rather just wait till he's, because anytime Thiago plays bad, it's like, waste of money straight away. Oh, waste of money. This, that, it. So I think almost Klopp's a bit like, well, let's wait till he's really at that level and then unleash, because he's trying to almost protect him a little bit, I feel, sometimes, because midfield is a position where we have got a lot of players. So we actually don't have to rush him in. But I think now, going on to your point, Suki, I think now he's in our best midfield three, he's one. Yeah. And Fabinho's one, he's one. And then the other place is up for grabs. Hendo will probably take it a lot of time. Keita's got a shout. Now, especially now, Harvey's injured. Because if it wasn't, Harvey's there. You know, Harvey had that lock off. It
wouldn't be.
Yeah, I mean, we're going to miss him. But
because I did say that he to me, I saw the potential of him being.
All right, mate. All right, mate.
You know, you said this, and you lot used to laugh at me when I used to say better than Foden.
Trey scouted.
Now you ain't laughing now.
Yeah, but
you?
What I would say is that the reason he's better than Foden is because Guardiola is ruined Foden by playing out of position for like two seasons. On the wing when he's an attacking midfielder, but I think that's why he's better than Foden. I'm not saying that Foden, that Elliot is actually going to be in the long run a worse player than Foden, or regardless of what happened. But I'm just saying that at the time, Foden was miles ahead. But credit to Harvey, he's caught.
Can I just say credit to Harvey as well, because he's shown a lot of class with the injury. He's
all round.
He said it shouldn't have been a red card. He is given his top and shoes at to a Leeds fan at the hospital who'd also broke his arm playing football. What a gentleman.
He's done everything right. He's done absolutely everything. And this is what I like about him. It just shows what he's done off the pitch and how he's learned. It showed how he's learned on the pitch. When he arrived as a 15-year-old, getting done for like slating Harry Kane, doing recording videos, took that on the chin. And since then, his decorum's been outstanding in every sense, you know. Came back was training pre-season. He had a pre-season before pre-season to make sure he was in shape. You know, he's just showing levels of maturity beyond his age in every sense. And
unlike Harry Kane, who's supposed to be England's captain,
he's shown
a complete lack of class and all round. But
a backhanded slap from nowhere.
You know, love him, don't you?
No, I don't know. No. I'm just saying, you know, I think, yeah, anyway, we're going to do that. That's a rabbit hole.
I'm going to ask you one quick question before we move on to the Palace and the Norwich game next
Cup
week.
Cup game, yeah.
And I'll ask you, Ellie, seeing as it's about this player. What are your thoughts on Naby at the moment? What are your
My general thoughts are that I thought today he had a solid first half. Second half, he got dragged about a bit by their midfield, and I think what I've noticed in is the way he plays and is that when the game's really stretched and they start playing like one direction, long balls over the top, he struggles. But when we have possession, he's the player. Like Like in the first half, you saw it.
To me this season.
I think he's looked great, but I just think that in order to cope, do what Klopp wants, he has to get better at that other side where when the game changes, like suddenly the game changes and goes to like one ball's over the top and suddenly it just becomes frantic. Because I could understand why he put Thiago on at that time because he thought, okay, Thiago will just control the game because Thiago will sit on the ball, have possession. And also, if anything, Thiago is so footballing intelligent. He knows where to be all the time. So it's Naby. He understands the game, but what he likes to do is drift. And that's part of his game. That's what makes him the player he is. And I think he's still learning to be the player that Klopp wants him to be. And I remember Klopp said, when they asked him about Naby, I think it was last season, he said, look, when Naby came against West Ham the first game, he was fantastic. And then I tried to change his game and I made him worse. And I think what we're seeing is still Naby trying to understand how Klopp wants him to play in order to make sure he plays more. And I think, you know, at the end of the game, you saw a clip of Klopp and Naby having like a heart-to-heart on the side. And you can see Naby wasn't like upset or anything. He was just trying to listen and understand, you know, what did he do in the game that Klopp didn't like, or, you know, understanding more what Klopp wants from him. And I think this season, we've seen a maturity in him. You know, that's why you've got to give Harvey so much credit, because he's got that so young. He just naturally understands what people want to do, where he needs to be and stuff. Whereas for other players, it takes a bit longer. I think Naby is just still trying to really understand what Klopp wants from him in the Liverpool team. And I think this season, provided he doesn't get injured, will be the season we see Naby truly establish himself as, because technically there's no question. I think it's just understanding sometimes strategically what to do in certain situations. I think he struggles with a little bit when the game changes drastically, and he needs to improve on that. But overall, I think he's had a very good start. I think Klopp's trying to manage him in like a bit like Van Dijk. He's trying to manage his time on the pitch. And also manage everyone's expectations of all the players in midfield, because there's a lot of players who need to keep them all happy. So I think, you know I go on about Klopp and I do want Naby to play, but I completely understand how he's played him this season and what he's done with him. So yeah, I'm happy so far, but I know Cass isn't, but yeah, he's never happy. So yeah.
We'll save that for next time Cass is on. Right, Dre, let's move on to the next game. So we've got Palace on the weekend and that's at Anfield. That was a game which we won towards the end of last season when we got on that run of picking up those points at the end.
The ultimate game we needed.
What are your thoughts going into the game? What would be your lineup? What's your score prediction? How do you think the game will go?
Well, I will be there cheering on the Reds in person.
That's right.
First time in Anfield this for a long time.
Forever?
Yeah. Why are you going?
Just a little something. And shut up, Suki. So,
are you going to be in hospitality, Dre? Are you going to be in a box?
Dre doesn't do football unless he's in a box.
This isn't about me. I represent the common man. So
clearly, you're going to be in the cop with your pie, are you?
Quiche.
A scouse pie. With a quiche. You're going to Liverpool.
We're not Yorkshire, mate. Yeah.
Quiche.
Yeah. No foie gras. Anyway, I think what he'll do is that he'll go with the strongest lineup possible. So I do think that Thiago's going to be in. I think it'll be Thiago, Hendo. Same backup lineup as normal with Virgil in. Thiago, Hendo, and Fabinho. And it will be the front three, Jota in the middle with Mane and Salah.
When is Bobby back? When are we expecting Bobby back?
I think they pulled the wool over our eyes on that one. I think they've done it again.
A serious injury.
Yeah. Like they did with Matip, they kind of kept
him. He's just let him chill and get back when he's ready, and then he can play
or something.
He's playing piano at the moment.
Yeah, you
know. it's like Jota was away for three matches.
Yeah, exactly, exactly, exactly that, exactly that. I think they pull.
And then three and a half months later,
I don't care what as long as we win, then they can do what they want. If things go awry, then that's when our
what score are you thinking then?
Oh, against Palace. Palace themselves kind of open, but I wouldn't. I would say 2-0.
Well, what about you, Maria? What would be your lineup and score?
Lineup wise,
Maria's quite tall.
Not Palace. Not Palace lineup.
Liverpool. What about your score for Liverpool?
Yeah.
You lot, seriously. Same lineup as what Dre said. Completely the same. Score. I actually think that Liverpool are going to really smash Crystal Palace. To
say
be
it, say it. You see how it hurt you to say it? Wow, shouldn't have been that hard. Just come out with it. She's like, oh, I hope the Palace fans aren't listening.
No. I reckon.
Did you say this on your Crystal Palace podcast?
Oh yeah, well, my secret Crystal Palace ones that I do. Yeah, face of Crystal Palace.
Marina. Her name's Marina on that one.
Marina. Marina Palace. I think it's going to be... I'm going to go for 4-0.
Ooh, nice. Okay, is it my turn to look?
Ellie?
So I'm going to go for this. Right. I actually think that I agree with the back line. I think it's going to be you know what? I think Tsimikas is in with a shout. I think he's in with a shout.
Point, actually.
Because Robbo's played a lot lately. He could be in with a shout. But then I know we've got the cup game, so he might just say, all right, Tsimikas. But I don't know if he won it. But I think Norwich away is not that easy, actually. So I don't know if he might rather just, I don't know, because we got, I mean, because we got coming up, we got, after the Norwich game, we have Brentford away, which is another not very nice game. And then so I don't know when, maybe he will just stick with Robbo, maybe. It's a tough game tonight. Anyway, otherwise back four, but either way, it's solid. Midfield, I agree, Fab and Thiago. But there is a slight, Thiago, Fab has to play. But Fab's played a lot of football, that's all. But I think he has to play, isn't he? Two back-to-back man of matches, and we can't afford any drop-offs in the league. The only question is Hendo for me, actually. I'm not 100% sure he starts because...
You know then he's going to play.
I think he might play Ox. Or Ox or, no. Ox or Cater. You think Jones?
Yeah.
You think he's going to play Jones?
I think he'll play Jones.
Those are so depressed.
I think he'll play Jones against Norwich.
Yes, exactly. That's why I don't think he'll play Jones. I think Cater will play... I think he'll go for Fab, Thiago, Keita, actually.
I think Keita's above Jones.
And I think that...
Agent is making noise. No agent makes noise and says stuff without their client's permission, like Pogba. Raiola says exactly what Pogba wants to say, but won't say it. And I think that Keita is getting to a point where he's getting pissed off for not playing.
Yeah, I honestly think that he will. I generally think that because he will come on. Because the reason is, it's not because of Hendo's bad, it's just the style of play. I just think that we haven't got many options as the link-up player. It could be Ox. It wouldn't surprise me if he went for Ox instead either. That wouldn't surprise me, actually.
I just can't see him not playing
but
Hendo.
I can't see him.
I think it's going to be Thiago over Keita.
But Thiago... The reason is, right, one of the reasons we've done well is we had a pre-season is that he actually had players just playing their position, not moving around, right? And I think he just wants players to just play a position, not actually now, this ain't you move up, this ain't... No, you just play a position, and we got the players now, we'll play each... And I think Keita is the one, if anything, that can do more close to goal, dribbles more,
yeah, definitely.
And shoot. So against Palace, it wouldn't surprise me if he did another 60-minute... Where he
as long as it's one of those, it doesn't matter if it's Keita on the left or Thiago.
And
I'm completely fine with that.
Against
but
Palace,
Hendo has to play.
And against Palace, Keita smashed the 7-0. Keita had a ball.
That's
again.
True.
So
he scored
that's
the first
why.
Goal? No, he didn't.
No, he didn't. But Minamino. I mean, exactly. Minamino, but he had a balling game. So that's why I think, and I also think that Minamino will get minutes. I don't think he'll start, but I think he'll get minutes against Palace. And also, scoreline, I'm going for another 7-0.
Oh, 7-0?
No, I said it. It's only silly till it happens, right?
Right, if you get that, you can have two bonus points. Not one bonus point, that's two bonus points if you get that
thank
right.
You. Thank you.
I, I'm going to say that I would like to see Tsimikas start at the back, but I don't think he's going to, because I think he's got the Norwich game coming up. So I think he'll go for the same back four with Alisson, obviously. I think he'll go... I think he will play Fab, because just... I don't think Fab's droppable, to be honest. I think he'll go for Hendo and Thiago, actually. And I think he'll go for the same front three. And I think the more interesting one is who's he going to bring on. Now I'd like to see, I reckon Keita will come on. I'd like to see Minamino come on. I'd like to see Minamino get minutes, and I'd like to see Ark. So those would be my three. We all know I don't think Jones should be near the lineup.
Nah, Jones will start in Norwich for sure. So that's why I think that
My worry is Jones will get on ahead of Ox, which I don't think is the right move. I was really impressed by Ox towards the end of last season, at the start of this season.
So. I was impressed in pre-season, mate. He was flying, absolutely flying. Of all of them, he looked the sharpest,
I want to see more of Ox and Minamino. I wouldn't be opposed to Minamino starting.
Same.
Off the bench.
Same.
But I'm going to predict actually 4-0 as well. Same with Maria. And then I think for the game next week, let's not bother doing lineups, because it's League Cup.
Norwich.
So I think it's going to be so different. Let's just do score lines. So I'm going to go first, and I'm going to predict 3-1.
No way. That's what I was going to say. 3-1.
Go on. That's you done then, Ellie. What about you, Maria?
Against Norwich.
Away.
Yeah, Norwich.
Tuesday as well. Horrible
Tuesday,
night.
Tuesday, rainy night.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm going to say 2-1.
To Liverpool.
Canaries fans as well.
I think they're going to go almost full strength.
Norwich.
Norwich. I don't think we've got a weak defence. So I think Canute will play.
Yeah, for sure.
It'll be him and Gomez who will play. And
does he play Trent? Or does he play Williams? I reckon he'll play Milner.
He'll play Williams.
Nah, Milner play midfield.
He'll not play in the midfield.
Yeah,
Milner will play in the midfield. And then it'll be Keita will play again. A full game though.
I don't know about that.
I don't think you can mess around. You know, I don't think he wants to get knocked out of a competition early.
I don't think it bothers him.
No, it's not that. It's just that I just think that it's a bit of a breather, because it gives the players who don't get to play, the bench players, something to play for. Do you see what I mean? So it's like for morale, it's good. It's a really good tool for you to be able to keep going, keep the season going, but you're resting some of the players and keeping people fresh. And then you can get people like Ox. That's why it's kind of good to have those dud competitions, the FA Cup and League Cup. So you can get Ox and people like that.
Disrespect. Disrespect.
Who cares who wins those?
Disrespect.
Teams, right? I care. Honestly.
I want the FA Cup.
You know what? It's nothing that you could say at the end of a season if you got like a Man United or Chelsea or City fan saying, "Oh, what have you guys won?" You could be like, "Oh, we won FA Cup and League Cup." Like, who cares?
The most successful club in England. I'd the be most successful club in England.
Them lot,
I just want more trophies. I don't care. The most successful club in England. That's what I want. I want to just keep going.
That already. So
I know, but keep going though. Let's get some.
I want the quadruple. Place.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well done,
really now.
Well done,
awesome. How nice is it going to be to say is if I won the Premier League, the Champions League, and the FA Cup, and then the next season I'm going to win the Charity Shield, I'm going to win the League Cup. World Cup, the Super Cup, and then go for the Premier League and the FA Cup again?
I'll just be happy with the league, personally.
Of course. But one can
league
dream.
Or Champions League.
Like, one can dream.
Proper. Yeah.
But wouldn't it be nicer if you had the FA Cup? Would that?
I think we've missed that opportunity. I don't think that we. I feel like we
I think you're saying this because we've been knocked out earlier.
Correct.
Year.
You're saying it because you don't want to get your hopes up.
Think back to that final against West Ham when Gerrard scores that 35-yard rocket.
But that's when the FA Cup mattered then. Like,
It still matters.
You know what? I'll tell you when the FA Cup mattered the most. Like, the best FA Cup game I've ever witnessed was the Arsenal Liverpool one.
Owen
scored the two goals.
Yeah, that one was amazing. Yeah, but I know why you think that's the best because he beat Arsenal.
Or 2001? Oh,
2003, I think it was. 2001.
We won the
Cups, didn't
we? Yeah. So good.
That was amazing. That was because Arsenal were a good team then. It was a proper win. That was a proper win.
I don't think
the FA Cup's changed. It's just we haven't competed, so we've
agreed.
Yeah,
agreed.
So it's not as important to us, maybe because we're not. It's not been and also serious.
If we were in the FA Cup, we would raise the prestige of the competition. I'm sorry, guys. But the fans, the whole country would care though. There'd be noise
about it. I remember when we got to the final of the League Cup against City about 4 or 5 years ago when Klopp first took over. That was exciting.
Our standard has raised since then. Trust me, there'd be a lot more fans. Let's say we just end up, in theory, winning the League Cup and the FA Cup. They would still not have it in any form.
I don't care. I would have it, and that's all that matters to me.
What's the score prediction then?
To you, Dre.
2-0.
After all that, man, come on. You could have just said that and let us live. Dragged it out for no reason. There's no like Dre's like, well, in goal, I would have Adrian and then centre back.
He's clearly listening.
He said no lineup. The guy, 2-0.
He did a full lineup.
I was like, I'm going to give him a lineup whether you like it or not.
then he says 2-0. Man, come on, man.
It was just, you know what? Just remember what we had to put when we won the league, the first part of this first section of the season. It was 1-0, 2-0, 1-0, 2-0. It wasn't anything...
This is a new team. I think one thing I will say about Klopp is every season the team has evolved. Last season did evolve. But then, last season we did evolve. We evolved because we grew a squad because we had to use so many players. A lot of players had to step up. No, mentality. I'm not on about necessarily ability. But a lot of players had to step up and take the pressure. We had no captains on the pitch. No Van Dijk, no Hendo for a lot of it. Milner was in and out. Even Genie was the only one there, and he's a great player, but he's quiet anyway. So what I'm saying is that a lot of players had to step up and be called upon, and they did that. So we have a squad now. So the team's evolved every year, and so let's see what this Liverpool brings us this season. I'm excited. Signing January.
Nice. Well, hopefully we'll get the wins. Hopefully we're through to the next round of the FA Cup, and I think we'll agree that we think the result against Palace will be more important. So we're excited to see Dre taking lots of snaps from the actual game, not just the hospitality and the food. Hopefully he can catch up with the game.
I will be out with the regular fans, shaking hands.
Regular fans. Wow. He didn't mean that.
We want evidence from
the
Dre
plebeians.
As well.
That's what you're going to say now. My goodness. From the clouds. Can you see them from the clouds?
I'll make sure that there's lots of nice content for our social media run by the lovely Maria.
Well done all round.
Of Dre sitting in hospitality having his three-course meal before the match.
Steak.
It's not about me.
I'm really sorry, Dre. It's just not uploaded. I don't know what's going on.
No, I'll be lining up for pies just like everyone else. Yeah.
Okay, we'll hold you to that. And hopefully you won't ignore the rest of us when you next get an invite to one of these games. Anyway, thank you all for joining us for the latest episode of The Red or Dead, and we'll hopefully be back next week after a couple of victories.
That's right. Peace.